In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the church year, today is the last Sunday. Next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, begins a new liturgical year. The liturgical year, unlike the calendar year, which is divided into months, is composed of seasons, the length of which is determined by the date of Easter. The shortest season is the season of Christmas, which is fixed always as 12 days, beginning December 25th and ending January 5th, followed by the Feast of the Epiphany, beginning that season. And the longest season is that of Pentecost, which this year was 26 weeks long. This year, today, is the last Sunday of Pentecost. It is also the Feast of Christ the King, and at Grace, it is called Harvest Sunday, which is considered to be our parochial feast day. All the readings for this Sunday and this year's cycle concentrate on the concept of Christ's kingdom. The Old Testament reading tells us a bit about Israel's first king, David. The Israelites prayed to God to give them a king so that they would be equal to other nations. At that time, almost all nations were governed by some form of monarchy, either hereditary or elected. One man, or in many cases a woman, or one family was chosen to be the head of the nation or tribe. Thus, in the minds of the ancients, God's realm was defined by the concept of kingdom. Many passages in Scripture refer to Christ as the King of Kings above all mankind. Today, most of the countries on earth which have maintained monarchy as their formal form of government, especially the remaining European monarchies, the British monarchy, and closer to home, our neighbor to the north, Canada, as well as Australia, New Zealand, and some other countries, are actually democracies wherein the king or queen ceremonially fulfills the role of a head of state, acting as the font of justice and the protector of their subjects' will as expressed in their elected legislatures. It has been reduced to a beneficent role where the people, through the grace bestowed by the monarch, govern themselves through their elected representatives. It is the way one could think of the kingdom of God, with Christ as its head, with God showering grace freely given upon his people, the gift of free will to help us control our own destinies, the freedom to choose between good and evil, hope and faith rather than despair and disbelief. Thus, Christ is our King, and we benefit from the grace that comes from the deity. Our parish is named after this grace. Most parishes are named after a patron saint or an event in the life of Christ, such as the Epiphany, the Resurrection, the Nativity, the Ascension, etc. Our parish is named after an attribute of God, namely his grace, freely bestowed upon the people. The concept of grace expresses two separate ideas. One, the free gift of our beneficent God, and two, our thanks for this gift. Grace is both the gift received and the thanksgiving for that gift. Many Romance languages use the word to express thanks. In French, Thanksgiving Day is called the Jour d'Action de Grâce. Thank you in Spanish is gracias, in Italian, grazie, etc. This concept of grace must have been in our forebears' mind when they asked the diocese to establish an Episcopal mission here in New Bedford, almost purely Quaker territory back in 1833. They ultimately chose grace as the name for their church. The struggling church built their first building of wood on Union Street. Ours was a very poor parish, barely having enough money to pay a priest's salary or to keep its doors open. Early on, the wealthy family of Samuel Rodman, whose house still stands next to our current church, took interest in grace, and one by one, his family, except for Samuel himself, converted to the Episcopal form of worship. When Samuel died, grace came unexpectedly into possession of enough money to build the stone edifice that today is our church home. It is built upon what was originally Samuel's side yard, as he owned the block upon which we stand. In the L corridor, connecting the church to Grace House and Rodman Hall, one comes across many plaques dedicated to Samuel's children. November is a very historically significant month in the life of Grace. It is in November that the Episcopal Diocese was solicited to form a mission here in New Bedford. Our first priest came in November. Our first church was finished in November. The first sermon to be preached in this newly finished stone building took place in November 1880. 10 years later, Grace House came into being in the fall of 1890. 1987, the great fire that almost destroyed our parish home took place at this very time in November, as did the reopening and rededication of our church 4 years later. Also in November, the symbol of Grace Church, the phoenix, representing rebirth, which you see in a mosaic form on the floor beyond the communion rail and on our flag, was then adopted. The bells in our tower, which for many years had not been working, were repaired and rang out again in November. The idea of grace representing thanksgiving also inspired the idea of Harvest Sunday, the gifts of God represented by the fruits of the harvest. The earliest photograph of our chancel shows it decorated for this Sunday. A copy of that picture is in the back of the room just above the console table. This tradition has been maintained throughout our history on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. It is truly our special parish feast day. In today's second reading from Revelation, we hear the praise and adoration of Jesus, the King of all creation, receiving the adulation of both heaven and earth. In the gospel, we are brought back to earth, where we meet the ironic situation of the Son of Man, the King of Kings, being interrogated by Pontius Pilate, who has the power over Jesus' human life in his hands. Pilate asks him if he truly is a king. Jesus reveals that though he be a king, his kingdom is not of this world. In these troubled times of pandemic and governmental chaos, we can still rely on God's grace to us freely given, ensuring that in a life beyond the grave, we will be with him in paradise. So let us thank God for the blessings he has given us in this life and the faith to know that our soul will live on even in the shadow of death. Amen.